And on the line now, I have Dave Kelly, and we're going to talk about the car racing at Eastwall. Good afternoon, Dave. How are you?
Hello, Noel. Thanks for taking interest.
Tell me a little bit about yourself and how you got involved in this.
Well, Noel, I have I'm involved with two Corks, let's say, on the Liffey. Mm-hmm. Myself, another chap, and we bring out people who have either previous Corok rowing experience or have none, and just have an interest in getting going and seeing what it's like to be in a Corok, because they have that kind of iconic status, like, from, you know, when we go on the holidays, we see Corks turned upside down there on the Aran Islands or on the in Connemara. And I know when I was going on holidays there, I often, you know, would see them out racing and love to get in with a few people and learn how to row. Mm-hmm. So we're just trying to keep that sort of thing going, you know.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty strenuous work, though, isn't it? It's enjoyable, obviously.
Well, it can be, but in the racing fashion, no, yeah, because people have to train hard for what they have to do, and we have people who are sort of fairly used to all that kind of stuff coming up tomorrow now from, okay, you know, the west coast of Ireland, who are fit and able for all this kind of stuff.
Okay, before we talk about what's happening on the weekend, I want to, you're putting out a feeler there for anyone that might be interested in Corok rowing as a sport. What should people do if they're listening to us now and they say, oh, I wouldn't mind having a go at that?
Well, we're going to, today, no, from about, say, 3 o'clock, half to 3 o'clock, up to maybe 6, we'll be there at the venue, which is the Tolka Estuary, just mm-hmm. off the Eastwall Road, off the Alfie Bourne Road. And if anyone wants to come down just to have a go, they're more than welcome. Now, we'll have life jackets and all that kind of stuff, so if people are anyway nervous at all, we'll sort that out for them. Mm-hmm. But just a little jaunt around the place. Nothing too strenuous. We're not going to be racing today. That'll be done tomorrow.
Okay, now, about tomorrow, tell me about the format and the way it works. How many's in each boat, is that, if that's what you call them?
Yeah, no, you're right. They're three-seaters now, three-seater racing Corks, sort of, they're kind of a Connemara-style racing Corok. And everybody who goes to regatta would race in those boats, unless now you could have also a Kerry Na Vogue. Now, we won't have time, unfortunately, for the Kerry Na Vogues, which are a four-seater, which are another fascinating boat. But so tomorrow it'll be, and today, if anyone wants to go, just a three-seater Corok. And the format for tomorrow will be to be men's seniors, women's seniors, and maybe under 18s, we'd see, although they haven't really taken place much so far in any of the regattas, the under-18s. And the other one then is a Farragut Band. That's a man and woman mixed in a boat, so they'll only take up two seats. And that's usually a fairly popular race.
Okay, now, just to have a vision in my mind, you have three people in the boat. Do they each have 2 hours, or is there one and, you know what I mean, the one in the middle goes to the left? Or,
yeah, no, the three people would have 2 hours each, Noel, and they do all their steering through the oars. There's nobody coxing, if you like, with a tiller in the stern. So the person in the bow is looking over their shoulder and you know, seeing where they're going to and where they're coming from, and everybody is making any adjustments then through their oars rather than, as I say, with a tiller.
Okay, sounds fascinating. Now tell me, tomorrow, this is the first time now, you've following the construction of two Krugers in the Eastwall Water Sports Centre and sort of trying to forge contracts between the East Coast and all that to for teams. How has tomorrow come about, because it's the first time?
Well, there was now, about 25 years ago in 1988, there was a kind of a Corok All-Ireland in Dunleary Harbour. And not much really has happened since that in any formal way. So this will be the first time that the league have actually had a regatta in Dublin, and I think maybe on the East Coast. And the league has been formed 21 years ago in 1992. Mm-hmm. So we might be able to forge something here. If this goes well tomorrow, and it'll be our first one, so there might be a few hiccups. But if it goes well, we might well be able to host maybe a Dublin Corok League every year. It largely depends on the interest maybe of local people, let's say, and mm-hmm. people who've any people in Dublin who take an interest. There's a possible Corok club forming as a result of the interest, so if we keep that, who knows.
Yeah, okay. The Corok, does that relate to the boat itself? Is that what the name of the boat, or is it the form of racing?
Well, the Corok, Noel, as far as I know now, and I'm no Gaelgor, but I think Corok means unsteady. in itself as a word. So that just transferred into the name of the boat.
Well, it shows my ignorance. I didn't even know it's an Irish word. So there you go. And actually,
it was a German lad told me that, but I've confirmed it since. But I think it means unsteady. But like any boat, you know, any boat can be very steady if you sit down and if you're in the centre of the boat and all that. But if you stand up and you're a bit careless, it can become unsteady, like in any boat. But so I suppose it's just a good description that kept and that stayed with and gave it a name, really. But
and is it? Remind me again what it's made of? Is it wood?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you've got oak ribs. It's really a combination of hardwood and mostly softwood. So you've oak ribs, and then which kind of go from side to side, and they form the shape underneath you're sitting, and then the long lats would go from stern to bow, and when they're joined up, you're nearly forming like a rib cage of the long lats and the ribs going across like a rib cage, and then underneath will either be in canvas or in some cases fiberglass.
Okay.
And as I say, key seats, and then a gunwale on each side, or a higher gunwale and a lower gunwale, which forms, but it's very much like a skeleton, held together, if you like, by the canvas underneath or the fiberglass.
Okay. All quite safe anyway, yes, obviously.
Oh, well, absolutely. And then, of course, you don't want to go out in any bad weather. No, just keep everything fairly simple. And,
okay.
Very safe.
Okay, now, initially you said that if anybody they think they might be interested in this, or maybe even tomorrow after they see the race, but if they want to get a feel of it today, they can go down to the centre between, say, 2:30 and 5:30, 2:30 to 6 or whatever.
Yeah, that's it. Any time around that time would be good. You know, I think the weather's to be poor, like as far as it might rain and so forth. But either way, we'll be there, you know.
Well, it's Ireland and it's Dublin, and you'll probably get a good hour in between the 20 minutes of rain. That's what I find.
Yeah, hopefully so.
So drop down. So it's between 2:30 and 5:00 tomorrow, and exactly coincidentally, that's the time of the race tomorrow as well. So you'd like people to go down and support you.
Yeah, tomorrow the race, hopefully race time. The rowers will be there a bit earlier, obviously, to register, and we'll give them a bit of grub and get them set up.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully the racing will start soon after 2:00 and probably be finished just before 7:00, because it's tidal there now, so the water will be there, but it will go out. So that's one thing we can't hold is the tide.
Okay, listen,
so
good luck.
Hopefully we'll get the business done.
Okay, good luck tomorrow, and I hope to be talking to you again soon, because I think this is going to take off. Because the people are always looking for new challenges, different sports and all that sort of carry on. And obviously, people find their own hidden talents in different spheres of sport as well. Thanks very much.
It's a great place, then. It's a great place. That's the East Wall Water Sports Centre is a great place for kayaking and sailing and other water activities. So it is a fantastic place, and it's a hidden little gem, if you like, in the city.
Okay, and people should go down there today and tomorrow. But if they want to learn about what it's like, go down today. If they just want to go and look at the sport, and it's a first time, if you want to see something for the first time, go down there tomorrow. I'd go down to 2 days. Thanks very much, Dave.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, great stuff.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.